this podcast, I've gone on many, many rants about these dating apps. Tinder, Plenty of Fish. This time, I'm officially retiring from the app. What the fuck is it called? OkCupid. OkCupid is, it's just a basic dating application on your phone. You know, you type in whatever. You like guys, you like chicks. You like them this tall, their interests, like basic shit. The reason why I'm fucking done with this app is they give people too many goddamn options when it comes to their sexual orientation. I'm going to explain myself. Just give me a second, all right? Now, maybe I'm just naive, but I always thought there were just three. There was, you know, you're straight, you're gay, you're bisexual, all right? So if you're a guy and you're straight, you like chicks. If you're gay, you like guys. Bisexual, you like both. I always looked at bisexual people as just being just a little bit fucking greedy. You know, I there's a billion men, a billion women. Like, do you really need both? But anyway, different story. That's a different podcast altogether. But let me tell you why this fucking app is just so goddamn confusing. I'm going to read you. I screen captured the options, all right, for when you fill in your profile and you're putting your sexual orientation. I'm going to read these to you, all right? I swear to God, I've only heard of four, okay? So it starts off straight, gay, bisexual. Now that's it. The fucking list should end right there, but it keeps going, all right? Let me read these. There's asexual, demisexual, heteroflexible, homoflexible, lesbian, pansexual, queer, sapiosexual, and the last one is questioning. So I guess you pick that one, you're just all fucked up. You don't know what the fuck you like. That means you like dick, pussy, ass, earlobe. You like putting it inside a woman's fucking belly button. I have no fucking clue what questioning means, but I have no fucking clue what the rest of these. What, heteroflexible? Homoflexible? When I look at the word homo and then flexible, I'm thinking, like, you kind of like gay people. Like queer, I thought queer was just, like, slang for gay. I guess that's a whole different fucking category now. Pansexual? Demisexual? Are these really necessary? So you can only imagine, I go on a woman's profile, right? So I'm reading it, all right, blah, blah, blah. Then I go to the bottom, all right, her sexual orientation. Does she like guys? And then she has heteroflexible. And I swear to God, I've seen profiles they have heteroflexible, homoflexible, demisexual, all in the same profile. Like, what happened to just... do you like dick? Can you just fucking say that? Like, if I made a fucking dating app, it would just be, when it comes to sexual orientation, it would just be two pictures. And you gotta push one. It'll be a picture of a cock. It'll be a picture of a pussy. That's it. Maybe a third one. It'll just be like an asshole. And you click that. That's it. And if you're a freak, you could tap all three at the same time. Like, that's the only fucking thing. It just doesn't fucking make sense to me. If you're listening to this right now and you are a homoflexible man or woman, just please, just hit me up on Twitter, the email. I refuse to look these up. I don't want to Google any of these words. I much rather hear it from the people, all right? Oh, my God. And honestly, if I look these up, then what fun would this, you know, why would this podcast be, why would it be entertaining? You don't want to listen to me talking about stuff I know. I know for a fact you much rather me, you know, babble about shit I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, so. Anyway. Asexual. What the fuck is queer? I remember a TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I remember my sister put me onto that show, and I actually liked it. If you never watched it before, it was basically a guy He wanted, usually it'll be like, it'll be a straight guy who wants to impress his girlfriend. You know, he probably dresses like a slob. He doesn't know how to cook. And then, like, the show would be, basically, he would get these five gay guys. They were basically like the gay Avengers. Like, each one was, like, had a specialty in something. Like, a gay dude who was, like, his specialty would be, like, clothing. The other one would be, like, cooking and all this shit. And, like, they would come together. All the five queer guys would come together and help the straight guy out. And, I don't know what happened to that show. It was pretty fucking good, actually. It was pretty good. Yeah, but anyway, I don't know what the fuck these things are. So, basically, what I'm saying is, I'm deleting OkCupid, and I guess I'm just gonna go back to Tinder, where it was really fucking simple. You look at a girl's picture, you swipe left, you don't like them, swipe right if you like them. Pretty basic. Not this other fucking, I gotta decipher this fucking code, demisexual. Jeez, what, you like demons? I don't understand these fucking, I don't... Pansexual. And then they have gay, lesbian, and queer. I thought those were the same. You got the three things up here, three of the same things. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry if you guys hear the air conditioner in the background. I'm in my car. When I get pissed off, I just start sweating, and I gotta keep this on right now. Oh, God, it's 7:30 in the morning. My dumbass did something really fucking stupid. I get to work, park the car, and I'm just sitting there. I'm just fucking with my phone, and I just start, just randomly, I start wiggling my toes. Like, I notice that my feet feel real comfortable, and then I look down and I realize I have my brand new sneakers that I bought for vacation, because I'm a fucking idiot. There's no way I could wear these to work, so now I'm driving back home to put on my other pair of sneakers, my work sneakers, that are all fucked up, and, you know, I work in a warehouse, so it's just dust, and, you know, I'm kicking boxes over and shit like that, and I'm not gonna fuck up my brand new sneakers, so now, like a total fucking diva, I'm driving back home just to switch my fucking sneakers, and I just feel like such a dumb fuck. But, God damn it. But since we're on the subject of vacation, yeah, might as well talk about it. I'm going on vacation, and I'm fucking excited for it. I can't wait. Oh, man. California. Going to California, San Diego for a couple of days, about 3 days, and then the other 3 days, I am going to Mexico. And I'm talking the real Mexico. I'm not talking that bullshit, you know, you see these white kids, you know, spring break, Cancun, and all that shaking their asses. No, no, no. I'm talking about, like, the real nitty-gritty, grimy Mexico, all right? I'm talking roosters in the morning, fucking wild bulls just fucking walking around and shit. Like, that's where I'm going, and I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited. Fucking relax. I'm just packing shorts and fucking t-shirts, and that's it. I don't want to do shit. I want to hang out, of course, see the family, spend some time, you know, go out, have food and shit like that. But the main goal is not to do a goddamn thing. It's just to fucking relax, man. And I can't fucking wait. I cannot wait. If anybody's in that area, California, hit me up. Are there any arcades? I would love to, you know, to go to a real arcade. There's no arcades here in Georgia. You know, an authentic arcade. I'm not talking, you know, like fucking Dave and Buster's, you know, you get the fucking fake credit card and you put money. I want to go to a arcade, a real fucking arcade, where I put a dollar in a machine and it gives me quarters. That. I want to do that. I don't know. There's nothing else to talk about. I just can't fucking wait. I can't wait. So the countdown starts today. after I pick up my fucking sneakers from home. I can't fucking believe this. I can't fucking believe it. How the fuck did I put them on? I'm scratching my head. Well, you know what? They're both, it's black Nikes are my work sneakers. My sneakers for vacation, they're black Adidas. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess they're both black. They both look the same, right? I don't know. They're kind of, they're sneakers, but that came off a little bit racist. All right, that's the podcast. I'm driving home from work. Let me just take the time to, I just want to say thank you to everybody who is sending me messages on Twitter, Facebook, asking about the cat. The cat's doing just fine. Just again, thank you. You know, real quick, that episode was like the, in a day, like the most downloaded episode I ever had. And I just to clear it up, like, I'm not talking like it was like millions or, you know, like thousands. It was like 30. But, I mean, that's pretty big for me, but, please just keep spreading it around, and not for me, not to get my fucking numbers up, just for any cat owners who probably don't know that, you know, your cat can get fucking diabetes if you feed him like, you know, some fucking fat fuck. So, yeah, spread that around, man. I can't tell you how many people hit me up and they had no idea that cats get diabetes, and I didn't do a revolutionary podcast, but I'm just saying, it just, you know, it's a topic for cat owners, so I don't know, spread it around. You don't even have to have people download my episode, just let them know, like, listen, I listened to this fucking kid on a podcast, and he was crying about his cat almost dying from diabetes, so just do that, all right, just do that, spread the word, more healthy cats out in the world, and that's about it. Thanks for listening. Again, I appreciate all the love everybody was sending for the cat, man. Seriously. He's doing real good. He's back tip-top shape. He's at fighting weight. He's at a good weight now. You know, I'm not going to lie. I kind of miss the, you know, the just the fat, fluffy cat. But, I mean, I'm happy with my lean new kitty right now. So, again, thank you. And appreciate it. Follow me on Twitter and download the podcast and iTunes, whatever. You know what to do. All right, I'll hit you guys up later. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.